Yeshaya Perek Chof Dalad, Pasuk Yud Gimel. We had in Perek Yud Gimel, it discussed how in Yemos HaMashiach, the whole world, even the centers of commerce, will direct all of their fortune. Everything will be used to serve the learning of Torah and those who sit before the Beis HaMikdash doing the Avodas Hashem. And the Novi began in Perek Chof Dalad with a nevuah that even though in the end things will be good, but before that happens, there'll still be a punishment. There'll be a punishment that precedes the coming of Mashiach. And in Perek Chof Dalad, Pasuk Aleph, Hine Hashem Bokei Ka'aretz Uvolka, Hashem is emptying the land and making it deserted. There's going to be a golos, there's going to be punishments. And Pasuk Hei, V'ha'aretz chon fatachas yoshveha, the land itself will be unfaithful because those who live in the land aren't serving Hashem. Ki ovru soros cholfu chok, they've broken the Torah and transgressed the laws, and therefore there'll be a churv and a destruction. Bashir lo yishtu yoyin, there won't be the partying with the song and the wine. And the Navi continues in Perek Yud Gimel. Yeah. That even though there's going to be a churban, but in the end the world is going to be strengthened and there'll be an even greater Avodas Hashem. The world will come back to serve Hashem. There'll be another Geula, a final Geula. And the Psukim themselves don't discuss exactly when this is going to happen. The Malbim learns that these Psukim and Pasuk Yud Gimel, Kicho Yia Bekerav Haaretz, so will be in the midst of the land. The Malbim says, after telling us about the Churban and the Golus that's going to happen to the Malchus Ephraim, that's the northern kingdom of Ephraim, the 10 tribes, through Sancheiriv, the Malbim says, Hischil Lesaper HaYeshua VeHaNeis Shiyeh LeChizkiyah. We're going to talk about the Yeshua and the Neis that happened to Chizkiyah. But just as we mentioned, the Mephorshim and the Gemara understood the punishment wasn't just for Ephraim, but the Gemara learned out that Lochorva Yerushalayim, we learned Yerushalayim is not destroyed at Shehushvu Katan V'Gadol till everyone was the same and they didn't have the honor for the Kohen and for the Master and for those that were more prominent. Everyone was the same. And the Gemara understood it wasn't just before the exile of the 10 tribes, but it was an indicator of before the destruction of Yerushalayim. And we talked about the music at the parties, which wasn't just referring to the 10 tribes, but the Gemara learns in terms of the Churban Yerushalayim. We're not talking here about songs that inspire somebody to Avodas Hashem. We're talking just in general about listening to music. And the Gemara mentioned a limitation on music because of the Churban. I say there are heterim, but that's not the halachic shir, that could be a whole shir on music. But the Gemara understood it wasn't just limited to the 10 tribes. But this is things that involve the destruction of Yerushalayim and the final Geula. And we'll see in a moment in Pasuk Yud Dalet, when it says, Hema Yisu Kolam, when it says they'll raise their voice and they'll sing out, greater than Kriyas Yamsuf. Rashi says clearly it's talking, all the nevuahs of Yemos HaMashiach we discussed earlier are going to happen at this point. So these psukim can either be talking about the immediate redemption of Chizkiyahu, that he was saved from the armies of Sancheiriv that was surrounding him, or the final Geula. But before it happens, before the final Geula, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Kicho Yiyah Bekerav Haaretz, so will be in the midst of the land, B'socho Amim, amongst the nations, Kinokev Zayis, like the one who beats the olive tree and he wants to get down the olives. So he goes from branch to branch, from olive to olive, and he beats and he beats, and eventually all the olives fall. And so too, bekerev haaretz, in the midst of the land, there'll be no one like the olive tree that they've beaten down the olives. And in terms of b'socho amim, amongst the nation, Klal Yisrael will be ka'ole los in kolavotzir, like the ole los are the single grapes in kolavotzir when the harvest is finished. When you have a full cluster of grapes, the owner of the vineyard takes it. The ole los are the small unformed clusters, unfinished clusters, a few solitary grapes dangling from the vine was left for the poor. And there could be ole los at the time when you have clusters. But when the butzir is finished, when all the grapes have been finished, and you see just a few olelos, and that's all that remains, that's the way it'll be in Klal Yisrael, that the few that remain won't even be a full cluster, they'll just be few. If it's referring to the 10 tribes, it means that they'll be totally exiled from the area of the Aseres HaShvatim. They'll be all exiled by Sancheiriv to the land of Ashur, and they'll be disappeared, they'll be totally gone. And wherever they are, Ka'olelos, there'll be few of them before the Geula. Ka'olelos in Kolavotzir. But the area of the 10 tribes will be desolate. Or it can be referring to Klal Yisrael as we are now, that before the Geula, even though now there are psukim that indicate Klal Yisrael will come back to Eretz Yisrael before the Geula. But Klal Yisrael and Golus says there was a period when the land was empty, Kenokev Zayas, and Klal Yisrael scattered around the world were a handful here and a few there, Ka'olelos and Kolavotzir, like the single grapes when the harvest is finished. Hema Yisu Kolam, but they'll raise their voice. Yaronu, and they'll sing out, Bigaon Hashem, with the majesty, the glory, the greatness of Hashem, Tzohalu Miyom. They'll sing out, and they'll rejoice greater than they did by Kriyas Yamsuf. As great as the Nes is at the time of the Geula from Mitzrayim, it's going to be much greater when the final redemption comes and Klal Yisrael is brought in from all over the world. They won't talk anymore. The focus won't be Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the focus will be the greatness of the final redemption. And Hema Yisu Kolam, they'll raise their voice. Yaronu, and they'll sing out. And the word Yaronu is a song very often connoting a ruchnius, a spiritual feeling of singing to Hashem. The Gemara uses the expression "b'mokum rina shom tei tefila," and the place of song is where you should daven. So first we have the psukei de zimra, and we sing the psukim of Tehillim, and we praise Hashem, and then we make our request, then we daven. But rina is a song of a spiritual. And hema yisu kolam, they'll raise their voice, yaronu, and they'll sing out. Be Gaon Hashem, realizing the majesty, the glory of Hashem. Like by Kriyas Yamsuf, Ashir al Hashem ki go go, that Hashem is above everything. And be Gaon Hashem, the miracles they'll see and the greatness they'll see, the Gaon Hashem will inspire the people that Sohalu, they'll sing out Miyom more than they sang by Kriyas Yamsuf. There was a point where there is a Yerida in Ruchnius. Klal Yisrael had their weakness, as we've mentioned before. The Psukim said in Pasuk Hey, Ovru Soros, they transgressed the Toros, the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh, Cholfu Chok, the other laws and enactments, statutes that are set up by Chazal, set up by society, are also broken, Heferu Bris Olam, and there are things that the world needs to exist that everyone understands. And to a certain extent, Klal Yisrael has nullified it and has broken it, and the Golus and the punishment has come. But Klal Yisrael keeps that amun in HaKadosh Baruch, which we're going to talk about more later on in the next perek. And when the final Geula comes, that latent feeling and the belief we have in Hashem will inspire us that everyone will break forth in song and Sohalu Miyam. They'll sing forth Miyam more than they did by Kriyas Yamsuf. The Radak learns Yom is also the direction of the west. Now Eretz Yisrael borders on the Mediterranean, which is on the west. But Sohalu Miyom, if they'll be singing from the west, it means over the ocean, over the Mediterranean Sea, on the other side, that the news of the Geula will be all over the world, and they'll be singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from all directions. Al kein ba'urim kabdu Hashem. And therefore, Al kein, therefore, ba'urim. Now, ba'urim has different meanings. It's discussed back in Parshas Noach, when it says, Vayetzu ita meyur kastim, Avram and Lot and his Terach, everyone left from Ur Kastim with Sarah. But over there, Ur Kastim, some Rishonim learn, Ur Kastim in Ba'uri means in the valleys, in the low places, in the plains, the valleys. And others learn Ba'uri means from the word Or, to mean a light, to mean a fire. Ur Kastim is the place where Avram Avinu was thrown into the fire because he didn't want to worship the idols of the time, and he broke Terach's idols. That's Ur Kastim, where Avram Avinu was thrown into the fire. And Ba'urim could also mean in the valleys. Al kein Ba'urim kabdu Hashem. Therefore, since Klal Yisrael is so confident in the Geula, the Matsuda says, therefore right now Ba'urim, even though they're in the cracks, they're hidden in the ground, they're in hiding, but kabdu Hashem, Klal Yisrael should still honor Hashem and praise Hashem, because right now we might be in the dungeon, we might be in the foxhole, there might be ba'urim, but Klal Yisrael has a faith in the Geula, and therefore right now, ba'urim, even if they're deep in the ground, but kabdu Hashem, honor Hashem. The Iye Hayom and the distant in the islands of the sea, you're far away, you're stuck on an island somewhere, but Shem Hashem, the name of Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, who's the God of Israel. And Elokei Yisrael means that his Hashkoch again is noticeable to the world, that he's the Elokim of Klal Yisrael, that he guides us as a Hashkoch, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's taking care of us. So even if right now the Geula has not yet come, but Hema Yisu Kolam, they will eventually raise their voice and they'll sing out. And Al Kain, therefore, Ba'urim, right now, even if we're in the deep places, we're in hiding, but Kabdu Hashem, honor Hashem. And in the distant islands, the name of Hashem Elokei Yisrael. And the name is the reputation, the way somebody is known, the way we see them and know them. The Shem Hashem Elokei Yisrael, the fact that Hashem is known as Elokei Yisrael on the distant islands, we praise and we honor Hashem. The Targum says, Al Kein Ba'urim, when the light comes to the Tzaddikim, the time will come when the Tzaddikim will illuminate the world and they'll be shown, the light will shine on them. Al Kein Ba'urim, with the lights, when the light shine on the Tzaddikim and the Golos of Bavel and the Golos of Edom, the two exiles, the two destructions of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Geula comes from these things, Kavdu Hashem will honor Hashem. It could also be, Al Kein Ba'urim Kavdu Hashem, the Malbim says, the noise of the Geula is going to be so exciting and such a chiddush and such news in the world. It's like somebody would have light torches or set off fireworks or use the light. Kamoshu haminig, the Malbim says, like the practice. Bischadish Yeshua Gedola, when there's a big Yeshua salvation, a great victory, Baretz. Ya'iru kol halayla, they light up the night. Ba'urim Gedolim, with fireworks and with great illumination, Lahotia HaBasura LeMeirachok, to spread the news all over. They want to celebrate through the night. So Alkein Ba'urim Kavdu Hashem, with the lights and the torches, honor Hashem to spread the news. And not just in Eretz Yisrael, but B'iye Hayom, in the islands of the sea, Shem Hashem Elokei Yisrael. The name of Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel, should be proclaimed to the whole world. Miknaf Ha'aretz, from the edge of the earth, Zemiros Shamanu. Now, one explanation of this pasuk is, Zemiros can be like the word zomer, to prune, to cut away branches. Zemiros Shamanu, from the edge of the earth, Shamanu, we have heard, not just Yeshaya Hanavi, but his other Nevi'im that predicted that and that said prophecies during the times of the first Beis Hamikdash. Zemiros Shamanu, our Nevi'im have heard, Zemiros, that there's going to be cutting, there's going to be pruning, there's going to be destruction, there's going to be cutting away of the branches and the thorns. Zemiros Shamanu. We've heard that there's going to be a destruction. But after that, Tzvi LaTzadik. People will realize, Tzvi LaTzadik, there's glory for the Tzadikim, and the Tzadikim will be in all their splendor, and we'll see the Geula. Va'omar, and I, Yeshaya, said, Rozi Li, this is a secret to me. I know what's going to be. Rozi Li. Now the word Rozi can also come from the word Rozon. Like B'mishmanenu, in our fat produce, Altahi Rozon, when we daven for Birchas Kal. But when we say we say Rozon is to be scrawny and thin, emaciated. But Rozi Li, Yeshaya says, Rozi Li, the secret is mine. I know what punishments are involved. I know what I know about what the Gula is going to entail. But Rozi Li, right now that causes me suffering. My lot is to waste away. Rozi Li, to become weak and emaciated. Oy Li, woe is to me. What I've heard we're in for. Bogdim Bogodu, those that are treacherous have dealt treacherously. Uveged Bogdim, and the treacherousy of the treacherous Bogodu, they've been treacherous. There's five times this word Begida. Begida is somebody who is, like we say in the Vidui, Ashamnu, Bogadnu, Gazalnu, Bogadnu, Begida, is if somebody does you good and you repay him with bad. But so a bogate is the most surprising and a certain dangerous enemy, the person you think is an ally, the one you've helped out, and he turns against you. And at the time of the punishment, there's going to be bogdim bogodu, ubeget bogdim bogodu. With the treachery of the treacherous, have they dealt treacherously? Yes. And this is what Yeshaya HaNovi sees. He sees there is a Geula. There's going to be a point of Tzvi LaTzadik where there'll be the splendor and the glory for the Tzadik. But before that, there's going to be Zemiros Shamanu. There's going to be a cutting away and a destruction. And he sees it as if it's happening in front of him. And he feels the suffering. Rozi Li, it's a... My lot is to waste away. And Rozi Li could also mean the secret is mine. I know what's going to be. I know what's going to be. Oy Li. And woe is to me. Rashi learns, Miknaf Ha'aretz, from the edge of the earth. One pshat could mean the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is only a day's journey away from the Yarden, from the Jordan. And the Yarden River is the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. And Yerushalayim is very close. It's very close to the Yarden, only a day away. Miknaf Ha'aretz, Some learn it's from the edge of the earth, meaning Yerushalayim. From Yerushalayim, Zemiros Shamanu. We hear song. Translating Zemiros as we're used to, Zemiros meaning song. From the edge of the earth, meaning the Beis HaMikdash. Arashi said it could mean from literally the edge of the earth. But from far away, from somewhere at the edge, we hear Zemiros, Zemiros Shamanu. We hear song. Tzavila Tzadik. There will be a base, a foundation. There'll be a takuma, Rashi says. The tzaddikim will finally have a stand and will take their place as the leaders. They'll be lifted up. There'll be tzvila tzaddik. Va'omar, but I said, Rosili, there's a secret to me. Rosili, there's a secret. I have a secret of there's going to be a punishment. And I have a secret that there's going to be a Yeshua, there's going to be a salvation. But the Yeshua is not happening yet. First there's going to be a punishment. Oili, woe is to me. Because bogdim bogodu, there's going to be those that are going to plunder the land. And they're going to be plundered. Uveged bogdim bogodu, and the plundering of plundering is going to be plundered. That there's going to be a lot of destructions and the enemy will, there'll be one enemy after another before Klal Yisrael experiences the Geula. The Das Sofrim has an interesting approach. And he says, before the Geula, Miknaf Haaretz, from the edge of the earth, Zemiro Shamanu, we can hear the song, Tzvila Tzadik, that there'll be splendor for the tzaddik. But we won't feel it in the midst of the land. There'll be tzaddikim, there'll be people learning Torah and involved in Avodas Hashem. But the common feeling among the people is that that's not the way to live. You should enjoy yourself, you should live a different lifestyle. Miknaf Haaretz, it's going to be at the edge of the earth. Out there, there'll be those who believe that way, but it won't be the mainstream belief. It'll be Miknaf Haaretz. They'll sing out Tzvila Tzadik, that the glory will be the Tzadik. And Yeshaya sees that difficulty and he says, Oili, woe is to me, there's going to be a lot of punishment, there'll be difficulty before the Geula comes. There's two different Gemaras. Both in Sanhedrin, on this pasuk. The first Gemara is in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. And these Gemaras are difficult to understand because it discusses the earth as if the earth is singing out. But the Gemara says as follows. Amar of Yehuda Breda Reb Chiya. When Cain killed Hevel, he wounded him many times. It's discussing about in Maisa at the beginning of Parshas Bereishis when Cain killed his brother Hevel. And the Gemara says, "Vamar of Yehuda Breid Reb Chiya, miyom shepascha haaretz espiha, from the day that the earth opened its mouth, v'kibloso ledomo shel Hevel, and it received the blood of Hevel." Hevel was killed, and his blood seeped down to the ground, and the earth received it, that there was not even a mark left on the surface. The blood of Hevel disappeared. It was received by the ground. From that point on, Shuv lo pascha, the earth never opened its mouth again. Even though the Gemara goes into the fact that it opened it for punishment, but it didn't open its mouth to sing, and didn't open its mouth for good. Shenemar, because the pasuk says Miknaf Haaretz, our pasuk, from the edge of the earth, Zemiro Shamanu, we hear the song Tzvila Tzadik, the glory for the Tzadik, Miknaf Haaretz Lo Mipi Haaretz. The singing comes from the edge of the earth, not from the mouth of the earth. Once it says the earth opened its mouth and received the blood of Hevel, it's as if the earth can't sing out anymore to Hashem, and the songs come from the edge of the earth. The Marsha says the Pshat is that Cain and Hevel decided that they were going to divide the world. There were two of them, and they would divide up who gets each one. Nachlo ka'olam. He brings down a medrash. Cain said to Hevel, let's divide the world. So Hevel agreed. So Hevel agreed that he would take care of sheep. He would be a roe tzon. And Cain would be the one to actually work the soil. So the earth was sort of on Cain's side. It was an ally. Cain worked the earth. So after Cain killed Hevel, so the earth received that blood, that Cain shouldn't be guilty, because Cain was the one who took care of the earth. So the earth received that blood. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ulefi shekol hanivroim, everything that's created, the Marsha says, Chayovim lomar shira lefonov yisparach. Everything in this world is supposed to praise Hashem. Everything should say shira. Lefonov yisparach baruch hu. Kimafurish perek shira. That's the famous perek shira, where it discusses all the different creatures, and everything in the world has a pasuk, has a song that they sing to Hashem. And the earth has a song. But Omar, Sheknaf Oretz, Omer Shira, Tachas Peha Oretz. Once the mouth of the world received that blood of Hevel, meaning it's almost as if the earth hid the guilt and hid the Averis and didn't acknowledge who's a Tzaddik and who's a Rasha, and it was a cover up in a literal sense of the word. Once the earth did this cover up, it could no longer sing the praises of Hashem in the normal way as to sing from a mouth. But the song had to come from the side, from the edge. We no longer see the greatness of Hashem. Some explain that when you say the world sings to Hashem, it means it inspires us. We look at it, it is as if the world is singing out to Hashem. But people can look at the world and they don't see the greatness of Hashem, because it's as if the mouth is closed. People don't appreciate the greatness and the Bria, because once that mouth received the blood of Hevel, it doesn't sing as clearly the praise of Hashem, and we don't see the greatness of Hashem from the earth as we should. The song is from the edge. Tosfos says a fascinating thought. Mikanav ha'aretz, zemiros shamanu. From the edge of the earth we hear song. Tosfos says, and I'm not sure exactly what Tosfos means, but he says as follows. Kosuv b'tshuvas haga'onim, she'ein b'nei Eretz Yisrael omrim kedusha ela b'Shabbos. The people in Eretz Yisrael don't say kedusha only on Shabbos. Obviously, this is not done nowadays. They say Kedusha like we do, every day. But he brings down a Tshuvas HaGaonim that in Eretz Yisrael, they only say Kedusha on Shabbos. Dechsiv, because it says, the Malachim have six wings. It was yesterday's Haftorah. Gabi Chayo Sheish Kenafayim Le'echad, each Malach has six wings. V'chol Kenaf Hu Oimer Shira Achas Bayom. Every wing says Shira once a day, B'sheshes Yemei HaChol, during the 6 days of the week. Every wing, whatever this means, every wing says a Shira, it has a certain day. This wing says a Shira once today, a different wing says a Shira once tomorrow, and the 6 days of the week, there's a Shira from the six wings of the Chayo. B'sheshes Yemei HaChol, and that's during the 6 days of the week. Uchsheyagia Shabbos, when Shabbos arrives, Omrim Hachayos Lifnei Hamokom, the Chayos, these Malachim, say before Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Ein Lanu Od Kenaf, we have no more wing. The world is 7 days, and there are six wings for the 6 days, but we don't have another wing to complete the week to sing Shir on Shabbos. V'akadosh Baruch Hu Meshiv Lahem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to them, Yesh li od kenaf echad, I have another wing. If you chayis don't sing, I have another wing. Sha'imra lefonai shira, that will say shira. Shenemra miknaf ha'aretz, zemiro shamanu. Our pasuk. From the knaf ha'aretz, from the wing of the land, as if the earth itself provides this wing, which the Chuvas HaGaonim understands to be Eretz Yisrael. That the time when Eretz Yisrael says it's Kedusha is on Shabbos. What exactly Tosfos means, I don't know. The Marsha doesn't explain it. But it is noteworthy that on Shabbos the Kedusha is special. The Kedusha that we say during the week is a shortened, has the Kadosh and the Baruch and Yimloch, but it's a short Kedusha. On Shabbos we elaborate and we discuss how there's more of a description how together with the Malachim, how Klal Yisrael praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kedusha is a greater emphasis on Shabbos. Miknaf Ha'aretz, after the six wings of the Chayos have finished singing on the 6 days of the week, Miknaf Ha'aretz, on Shabbos it's from the edge of the earth, from the wing of the earth, Zemiro Shamanu, it's our job to sing out to Hashem and to say Kedusha. There's another Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says as follows. In Yeshaya Perek Tes, we had a pasuk talking about Chizkiyo Hanavi. In Yeshaya Perek Tes, it was also yesterday's Haftorah. In Pasuk Vav, and it was talking about Chizkiyo Hanavi, or Chizkiyo HaMelech. And it said, Lamarbe HaMisra, that his rulership is going to be increased, Ulasholomain Kates, and there's going to be no end to the peace and the times of Chizkiyo. The word Lamarbe is written with a mem sophis, with an end of mem, with a mem like you find at the end of a word. Even though Lamarbe, Marbe, the mem is in the middle of the word. It's in Yeshaya Perek Tes. Lamarbe HaMisra. And it has a closed mem. The Gemara says as follows. Lamarbe HaMisra L'Sholomain Kates V'Goymer. Amrav Tanchum. Dorish Bar Kapora B'Tzipori. Mipnei Ma Komem She'Be'emsa Teva Pasuach. Why is a mem in the middle of the word open? V'Zeh Sosum. And this mem by Chizkiyo is closed. Because Bigis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasas Chizkiyo Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyo HaMelech Mashiach. V'Sancheiriv Gogu Magog. And the mighty army of Sancheiriv that surrounded Yerushalayim would have been Gogu Magog. There are Nevuos in Yecheskel and in Zechariah that discuss that before Mashiach comes, the nations of the world will gather, and they'll be united, and they'll come to stop HaKadosh Baruch Hu from ruling over the world. And then they'll be destroyed, and there will be the days of Mashiach. That could have been at the time of Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo was a tremendous tzaddik. He was surrounded by Sancheiriv, who had conquered the world. And now he wanted to make Chizkiyo Mashiach, and Sancheiriv would have been Gog u'Magog, Sancheiriv and his army. Amra Midas Adin Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world normally works with Midas Adin and Midas HaRachamim. The world can't stand with a strict judgment, so there's Rachamim. But sometimes the Midas Adin can carry the day and can influence what happens. And the Midah of judgment, of strict justice, said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, Umad David Melech Yisrael, Sh'amar kama shirot v'sishpachos lefanecha. David Melech Yisrael said many songs before you. He wrote the whole Sefer Tehillim. And lo asiso Mashiach, David HaMelech sang to you so much, and David didn't become Mashiach. Chizkiyo sh'asiso lo kol anisim halolu, for Chizkiyo, you did so many miracles. V'lo amar shira lefanecha. And Chizkiyo didn't say shira. Taseu Mashiach. are you going to make him Mashiach? That's not right. David HaMelech did so much more. He didn't see open miracles like Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu, Rashi says, we'll learn later on, was deathly ill, and he was healed, and he lived. And the city of Yerushalayim was surrounded by Sancheiriv, and the whole army of Sancheiriv was wiped out. He saw miracles, and he didn't say Shira. So if David didn't become Mashiach, why should Chizkiyahu become Mashiach? Taseyu Mashiach lekach nistatein, and that's why that mem is closed. Lamar behamisra, Chizkiyahu is going to have a tremendous dominion. He's going to rule. He's going to be a powerful ruler, but it's a closed mem, because either it means the plan to make him Mashiach was closed up. Rashi has a few explanations. He didn't become Mashiach. There was a closure, and it just didn't happen. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to close off all the tzoros of Klal Yisrael, that he would have been Mashiach, and it didn't happen. And the third pshat Rashi brings from his Rebbe is because Chizkiyahu's mouth was closed, and because Chizkiyahu didn't sing, that's why he didn't become Mashiach. Miyad, but immediately. So the opportunity was lost. The Midas HaDin was saying, make him, Chizkiyahu cannot be Mashiach. He didn't say Shira. So Miyad Poscha Haaretz. So immediately the earth opened up, V'omra Lefanov, and said, Ribono Shel Olam, Ani Omeretz Lefanecha Shira. I will say before you Shira. Now what does that mean, the earth will sing? It could be on one level, well, one way to understand it is, it's mentioned that every blade of grass has a malach, has this force that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in charge, an angel, a malach, that tells every blade of grass has its own malach to grow. Everything in the world has a malach that's controlling it. From the worlds above, that's controlling what happens down here. And it could be the land means the malach that's in charge of the world as a whole. But the earth said, V'amr lefana, Ribono shel Olam, Ani omer es lefanecha shira. I will say shira, tachas tzadik zeh. In place of this tzadik, v'aseyu Mashiach, and make him Mashiach. Poscha v'amr shira lefanov, so the earth started to sing. Shenemar, as our Pasuk says, Mikanaf Haaretz, from the edge of the earth, Zemiro Shamanu, we've heard the song, Tzvi La Tzadik. Tzvi can mean to want. When it says Moshe agreed and wanted to stay with Yisro, Vayoel Moshe L'Sheves HaSa'ish, the Targum is Tzvi, that Moshe wanted. That's one explanation of Vayoel, that he wanted to stay with Yisro, he acquiesced. But Tzvi can mean to want. And from the earth there was a song, Tzvi La Tzadik. Do the will of the Tzadik. Do what the Tzadik wants. Amar Sar Ha'olam Lefanov, Ribono Shel Olam, Tzivyono Asei L'Tzadik Zeh. Do what this Tzadik Chizkiyahu wants and make him Mashiach. Yotza Baskol V'Amra. So a Baskol came out. And according to this Gemara, these words are a baskol, a voice from Shemayim. Rozi li, rozi li. There are certain secrets. I have a hidden plan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know Mashiach can't come now. Chizkiyahu didn't say Shira, and even though the earth will say Shira instead, that won't help. Rozi li, I have a secret that right now Mashiach can't come. It'll be at a different time. Omar Novi, so the Novi said, Oili, this is again our pasuk. Woe is to me. What is the oi? Because oili, admosai, woe is to me. When will be Mashiach? You're telling me it's a secret. It's not now. The Novi says, oili, woe is to me. The Marsha says, what is the reason? Why is it oily? Why was Yeshaya so upset that it didn't happen at this time? And the Marsha explains Lefisha Osodor Hayakulo Zakai. That generation of Chizkiyo was all tzaddikim. They were all zakai. Kiraminim bepirkin shebodku midon vad Be'er Sheva. They checked from one end of Eretz Yisrael to the other. V'lo motzu am ha'aretz, and there was nobody who was ignorant of Torah. In the whole country, there was not a single person who was an am ha'aretz. V'imdor kozel lo yizke l'mashiach. If at this generation, if in the times of Chizkiyo, they didn't merit Mashiach, so then when will it be? When will there be a better generation? If they didn't bring Mashiach, how are we going to do it? And the Novi said, Oili, Admosai. Yotza Baskol V'omra. So a voice came out from Shamayim. A baskol, a voice came out and said, Bogdim Bogodu. Bogdim Bogodu. The treacherous have dealt with treachery. Ubeged Bogdim Bogodu. And with the treachery of the treacherous have they dealt treacherously. Vomarova Vitamer of Yitzchok Adosu Bezuzi. Ubezuzi de Bezuzi. There'll be plunderers, and there'll be people who plunder the plunderers. But there's going to be punishments before. It's a bit of a disheartening thought. But on one hand, the question is, who's the Bogdim Bogodu, Beged, Bogdim Bogodu? There's five different words there. But the Mefarshim identify these are five sufferings that happened in Eretz Yisrael after the times of Yeshaya HaNovi. There was a Golus of Bavel, the Babylonian Empire. They were Bogdim. But then there were Bogdim against them. That Paras and Modai, those other nations made an alliance. Paras and Modai, they're Bogdim, and they overthrew Bavel. And then Yavon, the Greek Empire, came and took over for Paras. And then Edom, the Roman Empire, took over for Yavon. If you count those five, Bavel, Modai, Paras, Yavon, and Rome, Edom, you have five right there. It could be all of this has been fulfilled. And again, it's not clear as this, the Gemara and the Mefarshim understand this for Yemos HaMashiach. I saw the Divrei Sofrim learns the truth is in the times of Chizkiyo themselves. If you learn through Melochim, the Sefer Melochim, especially Melochim Beis, it seems there's so much bloodshed. One king is killed by the other, and then another king kills the first king. And especially at the end, at the time when the ten Shvatim, right before they're exiled, it's one treachery after another. There was this person, Shalom ben Yovesh, and he killed the king Zechariah. And then after a month, he was killed by somebody, Menachem ben Godi. And then Menachem's son was killed by a Pekach ben Remalyo. There was one revolt and one rebellion, mutiny after another. So it's been Bogdim Bogodu, Veged Bogdim Bogodu. And another thought to keep in mind is, it's been said that to bring Mashiach in the times of Chizkiyo means to bring Mashiach more than 2,000 years ago. Closer to 2,500 years ago. This is before the second Beis HaMikdash. There never would have been a second Beis HaMikdash. He would have been Mashiach, and that would have been the final Geula. To bring him at that point, you need tremendous, tremendous Zechusim. And you're right. The Novi said, Oili, woe is to me, because if Chizkiyo can't bring Mashiach, then which generation could? But the truth is, no generation would be able to bring Mashiach 2,500 years before the final deadline. But now already we're at the end of days. There's not that much time left. We're not looking for that much. We're looking to bring Mashiach a little bit early, because there is only a little bit of time left till the final Kate, till the final Geula. That'll be B'mheirah V'yameinu. Pasuk Yud Zayin. pachad vofachas vofoch. The Novi sees that there's going to be pachad, a fear, vofachas, and a pitfall, vofoch, and a snare. All different types of punishments and sufferings. Olecha yoshev haaretz, on those who dwell in the land. Whether it's referring to Klal Yisrael or it's referring to all the nations, there'll be some type of punishment. Anyone living in the world before Mashiach comes. But there's different types of punishments. It could be there's a pachad, that people are afraid to go out. They're in fear. Because outside, vofachas, they can see there's trenches and there's ditches and there are places to fall. And then they know there's things that they don't even see. There's vofoch, a snare. A snare is hidden. So they know outside is lurking the visible danger, the hidden danger, and they inside their house, they have the fear. But the three can also be going together. That v'hoya hanos mikol ha-pachad. There's different types of punishments, one after another. First is a fear, and the person who flees and feels like he's escaping the danger of the fear, he's running away from it. But yipol al ha-pachas, he seems to fall into the hole. And it's a deep hole and he hurts himself. But somehow if he's able to lift himself up and he's trying to go elsewhere. But for olam mitoch ha-pachas, the one who comes out of this hole, yiloche ba-poch, gets trapped in that snare. There's nowhere to go. He runs from this danger, he ends up in another. Ki arubos mimorom niftochu. The windows are opened up from Shemayim. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch is opened up by the marble. It says the windows, varuvas HaShemayim niftochu, and the rain just poured down till the world was destroyed. And here it's like as if the windows are opened up. B'derech HaTeva, there's a certain amount of punishment that can be brought on the world. And then there are times when it seems as if the window is opened up and punishments from above just seem to be showering down. And the foundations of the earth tremble. Rashi says, the one who flees from the pachad falls into the pachas. Hanimlot micherev Mashiach ben Yosef. The one who escapes from the sword of Mashiach ben Yosef will fall by the sword of Mashiach ben David. And the one who escapes from that will be trapped in the snare of Milchemes Gog. The battle of Gog and Magog. Exactly what these things mean, we won't know until it happens. Could be these battles already happened. But when Mashiach comes, we'll understand all the psukim clearly. But it wouldn't be a surprise. Nobody should be surprised if Klal Yisrael suffered so much before the Geula comes. Mirtz Hashem, which will be very soon. Roa Hisroa Ha'aretz. The earth itself will be broken. And not just to break it into big pieces, but poor hisporero eretz. The earth will like crumble. Pirurin is crumbs. Poor hisporero eretz. The earth will be crumbled. Mot hismotita eretz. And the earth will tremble as if the whole world is ready to collapse. Noah tanua eretz kashikor. The land will stagger like a drunkard. Now, a drunkard is somebody who moves because he himself is intoxicated, he's inebriated, and he can't walk straight internally. There's a shaking in he's not able to walk straight. A drunkard himself can't walk properly. And there's the shaking because the world itself doesn't have that internal security. And there'll also be the swaying like a shack. A meluna is like a hut that somebody uses when he's watching over the field. He's got a little shack, and when the wind blows, you can see it swaying in the wind. It's being buffeted and pushed from external forces. The earth is going to have an internal shaking and an external movement. V'kavod aleha pisha, and its guilt, its sins will weigh heavily on it. V'nafla, and it'll fall, lo sosif kum, and it won't rise up again. or the sin will be makatreg, and there'll be a final punishment where the final din v'cheshbon will, there'll be a final accounting of all sins, all punishments. V'hoyo b'yom ahu, it'll be on that day, yifkod Hashem al tzvo hamorom b'morom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember and he'll deal with the tzvo hamorom, the hosts of the heaven, b'morom in shamayim. Every nation has its guardian angel. Every nation has their avodah zara, what they worship. And before HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the punishment on the earth down here, first, whatever their malach and whatever they worship, whatever has control over them, they'll be judged. The tzva hamorom b'morom, all of the heavenly hosts will be judged. Val malchei ho'adamo al ho'adamo, and the kings on the earth down here will be judged. V'usvu aseifa asir al bor, and they'll be gathered together in a gathering. Al bor, to be like the asir, like a prisoner al bor, being put into his dungeon. The nations may gather around to attack Klal Yisrael, but their gathering is just a gathering to put them into the dungeon. As Rashi says, those that are mechuyev guilty to end up in Gehenim will end up in Gehenim. They'll all be gathered to their dungeon. V'sugru al-masker, and they'll be locked up and they'll be totally imprisoned. It's like an even deeper level. Rashi says, referring that there are different levels. There are seven chambers in Gehenim. Umeirov yomim yipokedu. Either that means that they'll be left there in Gehenim, they'll be left there in their jail for a long time, or it can mean umeirov yomim, from what they did over the span of the centuries. Umeirov yomim, they've caused suffering for so many, such a long time to Klal Yisrael. Yipokedu, now they'll receive their punishment. Rashi brings down, it's from the Piyutim of Parsha Zohar, written by Rabbi Eliezer HaKalier. It's poetic, and very often what he writes is hard to understand. But he has a phrase as follows: L'rov yomim lihimonos, for many days to be counted, lachshav lam cheshbonos, to make an accounting. That what's done over the history, the centuries of history, what the nations have done to Klal Yisrael, they'll be punished for. V'chofra halavana, and as far as the nations will be concerned, they'll be thrust into darkness. It's as if the moon will be humiliated. Uvosha chama, the sun will be shamed. They'll no longer have any light. They'll be experiencing darkness. It could also mean those that worship the Lavana. V'chofra ha-Lavana, those that worship the moon will be humiliated. Uvo shachama, those that worship the sun will be shamed. It could also mean that whatever we see, whatever greatness we see in Olam Hazeh, the existence of the world as we know it, will seem so trivial and insignificant. It's as if the sun and the moon are embarrassed. Ki molach Hashem Tzvokos, because Hashem Tzvokos will rule, he'll be accepted as the king, Bahar Tzion of Yerushalayim, and Har Tzion in Yerushalayim, v'neged zekein of kovod. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is acknowledged and accepted by the world as king, v'neged zekein of kovod, the elders of Klal Yisrael will receive the kovod, will be known that these are the zekeinim, Klal Yisrael has served Hashem, these are the leaders, the gedolim and the tzaddikim. And at that point, all those who worshipped the sun and the moon, they'll all be embarrassed, because kimolach Hashem tzvokos, bar tzion v'Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rule in Yerushalayim, v'neged zekein of kovod, and then opposite the zekeinim, toward the zekeinim, there'll be honor. The honor will belong to the zekeinim, the elders of Klal Yisrael. For sponsorship opportunities, please call 718-436-3024. Thank you.